On Friday, the Bahraini regime killed 16-year-old Ali Radi, running over him while he walked to Friday prayers. Since then, already daily protests in the monarchy have escalated. The crackdown on protests is not working, so the regime is turning to other tactics. It has revoked the citizenship of 31 Bahrainis, all prominent opposition activists.
This is the list in Arabic of all 31 Bahrainis. Some live inside the country, in jail or fearful of their lives. Others have been forced into exile. The 10 who live in the UK have gathered here to tell their story.
One by one they spoke. Sayyid Qasim al-Hashimi, in exile since 1994. Jafar al-Hasabi, a former prisoner of the regime. 43-year-old Abbas al-Omran, he has three young children and was held in prison without charge. Dr. Sayyid Shahabi, prominent activist. These are just four of the victims. Also a victim is Abdul Rauf al-Shaib. He says the decision has saddened him, but that banning 31 people will not stop the uprising.
I believe the heart of opposition, it's people themselves. Those people who they are creating every day a demonstration everywhere, and they are carrying on, and they are free to give their life for the freedom. So I think those people, they are heart of opposition. We are only shadowing them.
This event was held with Lord Aylesbury, a stringent critic of the Bahraini regime and Britain's response to it. He says this draconian assault will provoke hatred and further calls for regime change.
Well, they're not taking any steps towards democracy at all. And we still have an absolute monarchy there. The powers of the king are absolute, as you see by the fact that he's able at the stroke of a pen to deprive people of their citizenship. So this is not a move towards democracy, and there has been no sign of constitutional reforms which the people are demanding. A lot of the people who are demonstrating on the streets are calling for regime change because they say that it's proved impossible to secure gradual constitutional change by peaceful means.
Amnesty International has called the revocations a frightening and chilling decision taken because of the victims' political views. The regime may hope by taking this step it will silence their views, but in the streets of Bahrain, the masses continue to make their point heard. Nargis Mobileri, Press TV, London.